Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
In an often remembered story in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, a woman is about to be stoned to death for her crime of adultery. Jesus, on seeing the situation about to unfold, tells her accusers that the one who has no sin may initiate the death sentence by throwing the first stone. One by one, her accusers back off until no one is left, except for only Jesus and the woman. Jesus then asks her, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" The woman responds, "No, Lord." And then Jesus, the only one who has the right to throw a stone, says to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You have just received the body and blood of Christ. You are standing at that moment of singularity where you are alone with your Lord. There is no one around you to accuse you. You have been forgiven of your sins. And the word of our Lord has set you free. Go and sin no more. Your assurance has come from God. Once the Pharisees and teachers of the law attacked Jesus by asking, "Who does he think he is to forgive sin? Only God can forgive sin." Yes, only God can forgive sin. Now we understand the importance of the preparation and the entire divine liturgy. Throughout this journey, we have been building the case, so to speak, for the divinity of Christ. Yes, only God can forgive sin. In turn, Christ gave the authority of forgiveness to his beloved apostles. He gives this direction: if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among you." He gave that power to the disciples. Remember earlier in our journey, when we studied St. Peter's proclamation of Christ's divinity, our Lord established his church on the strength of those words and said that the gates of hell would not overcome his church. He added that, "I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." In turn, the apostles gave that authority through ordination to the next generation of leaders, who passed it along to subsequent generations. This is apostolic succession and authority. And it all finds value and meaning within the context of the church. It is in reference to this succession that the priest grants absolution by saying, "And therefore by the priestly authority committed to me, by the divine commandment, that whatever you set free on earth shall be set free in heaven, that I absolve you of all bonds of your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. His final words in the absolution is to reinstate you in the sacraments of the Holy Church, so that whatever you do may be accounted for the good and the glory of the life to come. This is the moment of singularity. You are with the Lord Jesus. Go and sin no more. Let us reflect on that moment right now. It is most proper to put away any feelings of guilt and understand the beauty of this life that has been given to you. Go and sin no more. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.